You're listening to SBS News.
Taking in one of the world's natural wonders, Prime Minister Scott Morrison visiting the Great Barrier Reef to announce an extra $1 billion in funding for the next 9 years.
And we want to see people from around the world and across Australia taking this in for generations and generations well into the future. This is our stewardship. This area has been stewarded by our Indigenous population for 65,000 years.
But the crown jewel of the ocean is under increasing threat from global warming. So much so, the United Nations is considering listing the World Heritage Site as in danger. Environment Minister Susan Ley defended the government's climate record and unchanged emissions target.
We know that climate change is the biggest threat to the reef, and we're playing our part internationally when it comes to emissions. But we also know that building a healthy and resilient reef is absolutely the best thing we can do.
Last year, Australia successfully delayed a decision, but UNESCO is due to report back next month. Against that backdrop, the federal government announcing a major boost. The bulk of the $1 billion will go towards reducing nutrient and pesticide runoff. More than $250 million is for reef management and conservation, including controlling threats of the crown of thorns starfish. Ms. Ley says funds have also been set aside for resilience and adaptation strategies, as well as community projects for traditional owners.
It's a step up in terms of the rate of funding that's going out to all of these actions from the $2 billion that's already invested.
The Prime Minister touting the policy as a gold standard.
This is the right package for Far North Queensland. It's the right package for the reef. And frankly, it's the right package for the globe's keen interest in the Great Barrier Reef.
While the spending has been welcomed, experts including ecologist and biology professor Leslie Hughes say it's not doing nearly enough to address the root cause.
One can be very cynical about the timing of this announcement, but regardless of whether it's this month or next month or last year, the money really isn't being targeted at the major threat to the reef, which is climate change.
It's not just the timing of the United Nations report that's being questioned, but the looming federal election too. The Great Barrier Reef generates billions of dollars a year in tourism, and 64,000 jobs rely on its health. Labor's Treasury spokesperson Jim Chalmers says voters may be sceptical.
I think Australians will see through this announcement 5 minutes before an election. They know that Scott Morrison does not care about the reef. If he did, he would have done something about it over the last decade that the Liberals and Nationals have been in office.
Green Senator Larissa Waters also pointing to the government's continuing commitment to fossil fuels.
We've just seen the Prime Minister with yet another pre-election bribe on the reef. This is the same government that has been boosting for the coal and gas sector for their entire period of government.
The Prime Minister says it's not just a pre-election promise.
$2 billion has already been invested, and now we're putting a further billion in. This program and this project has been many, many months in the making.
Krishani Danji, SBS World News.